My name's Danny Preston. Good morning to you. KNBA keeping you in tune with our community. And this is going to be a very special event this evening in our community. And I would like to, it's my great pleasure to introduce the Executive Director for Trustees for Alaska. Vicki Clark joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Line.
Good morning, Danny.
For folks, Vicki, who aren't familiar with Trustees for Alaska, what the organization does, mission-related and so forth, maybe a little bit of background is in order.
Sure. Trustees for Alaska is a nonprofit environmental law firm that was set up in 1974 to be basically the legal arm of the conservation community. The conservation community has been very active over the years over many, many issues, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, the Pebble Mine, just everything. And so Trustees is around to represent the conservation voice when we need to get before the agencies and court.
The legal arm of the conservation community, is that what you're
referring? Yeah.
As opposed to the illegal arm.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Well, and I understand a birthday cake is in order, too.
Yes. We're turning 40 this year, and so it's a long time for a nonprofit to be around and be shaking things up, and we're really happy that we are celebrating such a big milestone. And so our first kickoff event for that 40th anniversary is tonight, an evening with Vic Fisher and Shannon Moore talking about Article 8 of the Alaska Constitution, which is the first of its kind and a groundbreaking for really helping to protect and balance resource conservation and development. So,
okay. Now we're pulling out all the stops this morning because we also want to welcome not only Vicki, but Shannon Moore joins us in the studio. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, an honor. Okay, so there's a reason that it's very important to talk about Title VIII, and there's a reason that Article 8, rather, and there's a reason why it's especially poignant because of one of the founders of our state constitution, and you're going to be chatting with him tonight. But for, what is Article 8 exactly of the state constitution? Not exactly, I mean in general. How much time? Yeah, we have 3 hours.
We're going to talk about exactly. We would need it. Yeah. We're actually going through that all tonight with Vic. The amazing thing, I mean, no other constitution gives state citizens what ours does. And Article 8 is so much about the owner state and this whole concept of, when we look at places like North Dakota where they're drilling there, right? And we hear a lot about...
Does this mean we're socialists?
You know what? It's a
all right, we're not going there.
It kind of is that way. No, but, you don't get to pull a Jed Clampett in Alaska. You don't get to shoot a hole in the ground and find oil and then it belongs to you. It belongs to the people of the state of Alaska. I mean, the subsurface rights, very, very few people are left owning the subsurface rights. Like the old homesteaders. There's a couple of those. But, the people of Alaska own the resources. And so that owner state concept was mind-blowing and brand new and invented. And we live in such a fantastic place that we don't have to sit around and wonder what the founders thought. What did they mean by Article 8? It's like, well, I don't know. Why don't we ask Vic Fisher?
One of the founders, of the writers, the delegates to the State Constitutional Convention. And he's still here. It's not like, what was Ben Franklin thinking?
Right.
And Vic Fisher. So what? This is going to be an exciting dialogue tonight. What do you anticipate?
Well, Vic is so remarkably sharp. I'm just hoping I can keep up with him. he can remember everything. It's just, isn't it, Vicki?
Yes.
Like talking to him, he's like, well, what we meant by that, and then so and so stood up, and then such and such, and it's just like, he's a wonderful storyteller, and I'm very honored to be sharing the stage with him tonight.
Okay, so big event happening tonight. Vic Fisher and Shannon Moore talking about Article 8 of the Alaska State Constitution. Time and venue, Vicki, is what?
The event will be at the Anchorage Museum. Show with Shannon and Vic will start at 7:30, and we'll probably open the doors to the public, and it's a free event, so people can come in at 7:15-ish, probably. Prior to that, there will be a paid event that's a reception So folks can mingle with Vic and Shannon and others.
And have snacks and beverages.
All right, I'm going.
Yes. that is a paid part of the event, and we're charging only $1 per year of our life, which is $40. And I think that will be a really fun event just to sort of break the ice and get things going. So, yeah. 7:30.
And people will have a chance to ask questions of us after, you know, our conversation. And, I mean, how could you miss that opportunity?
Well, Shannon, how did you happen to get involved in this thing tonight? I mean, what are you bringing to and what are you taking away from the table?
How did I get invited? I didn't say no.
I asked her.
No, I have such a tremendous respect for Vic and have been lucky enough to call him a friend for quite some time. And I am so proud of the work that our founders did do. I'm so proud of our Constitution. I know someone who moved here after reading it. Like, wow. I got to go there. You know, our privacy clause is incredible, but this owner state, this is a responsibility. This isn't just, you know, you get the permanent fund and people get that part of owner state. They understand getting a check in the mail. But there's also a responsibility when you are part of the owner state. There's a responsibility for you to pay attention to what's happening. And I think that's part of the reason they asked me, is because I have been so involved with so many of these cases.
You pay attention to what's happening.
Well, I live here.
Yeah. And you know, the interesting thing, an interesting thing that, about living here and about being that journalist from Homer and et cetera, is unlike at least one of us in the room, you were born after statehood. And you mentioned that responsibility and the knowing, you know, the responsibility to know and to be aware. Is that something that is sort of innate with you? We're going to make this all about you now.
See, no, please don't. I think I was just raised by really pretty community-minded folks. I mean, Homer is a pretty involved sort of place, you know. And everybody's involved in everything, whether you want them to be or not. You know, that's not always a great thing. But, I don't know. It's hard for me not to pay attention. And one of the interesting things about this conversation with Vic is the reason that they put together this owner state thing was for resource development.
Right.
It wasn't about conservation specifically. It was about doing this responsibly and who was going to get the money, who was going to get, you know, the benefit. And they were very specific that the people of Alaska got the benefit.
Incredible right. foresight. Absolutely incredible foresight all those years ago.
Right. And it was very interesting in the Constitutional Convention, too, because we had the Kennecott Mine fiasco. You had all the mm-hmm. things going on with fishing, and we weren't yet a state. And the people who were at the Constitutional Convention were very aware of that, and that needed to be under the control of the folks in the state, and that folks should have the ability to have a say in what happened rather than just having it imposed upon them. And they did it at a time when you didn't have Prudhoe Bay facing you, knowing how much oil was up there and what they were going to do with it. So they got to say, this is what's important to us, and this is, you know, so we get to be forward-looking. And that was, I think, a fantastic place to be. And Vic was right there on the cutting edge. So,
and not wanting us to be just a resource colony, because that's what we were. You know, fisheries, Alaska was being run by Seattle fish processors.
Right, yeah.
And so that was part of the onus of us even becoming a state was, we're tired of these corporations running our state. Let's be sovereign.
And it's mind-boggling to consider what may have occurred had not those folks had that foresight, you know, when Prudhoe Bay happened. Anyways, we got about a little over a minute left yet, but so I want to first of all say congratulations to Trustees for Alaska and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Quite a legacy of 40 years of. For decades of defending the environment in Alaska. Mm-hmm. So what does the next 40 years hold?
Probably a lot more of the same. Since it doesn't seem to be going away, the pressure is there, and we will be there to help fight about it. So,
okay. Who is our target audience for the chat tonight? Everybody? Anybody?
Alaskans.
Yep.
Alaskans.
And people that are curious about it. I mean, it's an incredible study. I mean, How many places can you go that you meet someone that wrote a constitution that has been modeled, that has been praised, that has been called the best constitution of any state? And you can actually ask questions and have this discussion.
It's going to be a great discussion with you and a guy who's, you know, won't throw around adjectives lightly, but a guy who's legendary, Vic Fisher. Okay. Any final thoughts as we wrap up, Shannon?
Oh, I just hope to see folks tonight come out, and I'm so honored that I was asked to even participate in this, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, exciting stuff. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Okay.
Vicki, anything to add?
No, come on out and check it out. It'll be fun and educational.
Go on out, and we'll sing a happy birthday to Trustees for Alaska.
Absolutely.
Okay, Vicki Clark and Shannon Moore, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thanks, Danny.
Very welcome. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email, feedback@knba.org. The fax is 793-3536, or stop on by and say hi. We're on the fourth floor of the Natuk Nonprofit Center at 3600 San Geronimo Drive. Till tomorrow, have yourself a